This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the central government has prioritized the safety of Indians in conflict zones amidst ongoing crisis in West Asia, which has a sizable number of people from Keralam. Addressing a campaign rally in Palakkad this afternoon, the Prime Minister highlighted the government's response to the West Asia conflict and said India is closely monitoring the situation and actively working to minimize its impact on the country.
इस समय वेस्ट एशिया में चल रहे युद्ध पर सबकी नजर है। इस युद्ध का प्रभाव भारत पर कम से कम पड़े, इसके लिए हमारी सरकार लगातार काम कर रही है। केरलम के बहुत सारे लोग युद्धगत क्षेत्र में काम कर रहे हैं। युद्ध शुरू होने के बाद से ही मैं इन देशों के सभी राष्ट्राध्यक्षों से लगातार संपर्क में हूं। सारे ही देश युद्ध क्षेत्रों में फंसे भारतीयों की सुरक्षा को प्राथमिकता दे रहे हैं। भारतीयों के हितों की सुरक्षा भाजपा एनडीए सरकार के लिए सर्वोपरि है।
The Prime Minister also launched a sharp attack on state's dominant political parties, the Left Democratic Front and United Democratic Front, accusing them of trapping the state in a cycle of corruption. The Prime Minister later reached Thrissur to hold a roadshow. Meanwhile, addressing a public event in Tirur, Keralam Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has dismissed allegations of a CPIM-SDPI deal for the upcoming assembly elections as false. The Congress has released the list of 284 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in West Bengal. The party has nominated former MP Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary from Behrampur, Pradeep Prasad from Babanipur, former MP Mausam Noor from Maltipur, S.K. Jarituwal Hussain from Nandigram, Shubhashish Bhattacharya from Panihati and Ranjit Mukherjee from Bidhannagar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed concern over the situation in West Asia, saying that a crisis is emerging around the world regarding petrol and diesel. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said, "These are challenging times as the region is a major center of India's energy needs." Mr. Modi appealed to all citizens to remain vigilant and not be misled by rumors. The government has said that adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country and reiterated its advice to the public not to believe in rumors. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said excise duty on petrol and diesel has been reduced by 10 rupees per litre to support consumers. The government issued a gazette notification allowing the distribution of superior kerosene oil under the public distribution system to 21 states and union territories, citing geopolitical situation affecting energy supplies worldwide. In a notification, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas allowed designated fuel stations in kerosene-free states and union territories to store and distribute superior kerosene oil for household use. This arrangement will apply only to kerosene meant for cooking and lighting in households. It will be implemented in 21 states and union territories, including Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat and Rajasthan. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today inaugurated upgraded public facilities at 57 airports across the country via video conference from Rajkot International Airport. The facilities include Uran Yatri cafes, Digi Yatra systems, free Wi-Fi zones, kids areas, libraries, and infrastructure upgrade projects. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places of Jammu Kashmir, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura tomorrow. Isolated places in Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Delhi, Uttarakhand, East, Rajasthan and Central Maharashtra are likely to experience thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorms. In the IPL cricket, chasing a target of 221, Mumbai Indians were 215 for 4 in 18.4 overs against Kolkata Knight Riders in a second in Mumbai when reports last came in. Put into bat first, Kolkata Knight Riders posted a massive total of 220 for 4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.